say, Carolyn, pressing on, the Dr. Dean train keeps rolling. Area code 310, the great state of California. You're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Is it me?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad to be on the air. Oh, I just want to thank you, Dr. Dean and Jenny. First of all, I just have to tell you, you are the most beautiful people, so generous, and I just, my heart's so full of gratitude for you. My name's Cindy. And,
hi, Cindy.
Hi. And I'm fairly new to your formulas, and I first want to say that I don't buy stuff off the internet in terms of supplements and stuff. I've never, even Dr. McCullough's products, I just wouldn't buy them in the store. And so I didn't come to this with the expectation that I would be a customer. And I'm saying that because I have a tenure-old diagnosis of autoimmune condition. Collagen vascular disease is the diagnosis, and it presents as lupus and Sjogren's syndrome. And when I first was diagnosed, well, I will first say that I had just come off courses for 2 years of antibiotics in a treatment for rosacea. And I have a long history of antibiotics because I had acne as a child or a young adult, and I also took Accutane. But so there's a fair amount of, I would say, organ stress or damage, and not to mention the destruction of my gut and yeast overgrowth. And so when it came to being treated by Western medicine, and you know what they had to offer were the anti-malarial drugs and steroids, and I'm so grateful because at that point my body had the wisdom to just scream at me, no, it just can't, you know, that's not a possibility. I had no idea where I was going to turn or what I was going to do, where I was going to turn and, you know, where I was going to get help, but I knew I couldn't go that route. So began a long journey of, you know, trying to find alternative routes. And I live in Southern California, so, you know, there's a plethora of possibilities, but I have to tell you, sometimes the more there more possibilities there are, the more difficult it is to find your way in the jungle. And anyway, I've used all different kinds of therapies. I've used all different kinds of modalities, some to, you know, to real good results, and but nothing to cure, nothing to give me the hope that, I mean, I would have some hope or some promise for a while that, well, maybe things could get better and I could live a normal life. And I've been disabled by this condition. And also I've had severe constipation since ever I can remember. And one time even going a month without hardly going at all. Yes. But because I'm so adverse to going to doctors, you know, I just never ever dealt with it. I'm really glad for that now. So anyway, fast forward to very recently as having, and I will say that I've been able to manage my disease. You know, like I can live a somewhat functioning life, but I'm not a fully functioning individual and haven't been for a long time. And so I was having a conversation I with a friend from my yoga practice, and this last 3 years, what had started to happen is that I slept really well my whole life, and I started to get insomnia, and it became so severe that I went, like, I really wasn't sleeping at all, and that would go on say for like a week or so, and then maybe whatever I was trying to do to treat it or whoever was helping me at that point, you know, the acupuncturist, Chinese doctor, whatever, I'd get a little bit of relief, but not like full on, and it wouldn't stick. And then I was having panic attacks because of that. And, because I couldn't sleep, I was freaked out because I couldn't sleep. And anyway, this last couple of years have been really a quiet desperation around all that and serious depression. And, I was starting to feel that I had maybe had Hashimoto's also, but the last thing I want is another diagnosis and other doctors involved and, you know, their opinions and the whole thing. And one of the things I want to say to you more than anything is that your ability to see the whole picture and to piece it all together has, I have never ever come across this in this whole search ever. And I think a lot of times for the listeners that, and several of the women calling in with maybe new situations or new diagnoses or whatever tonight. And I'm, you know, it's really hard to trust that one authority could, and someone who's so generous with information and that also sells products really could have your best interest at heart and could really, and really you can trust everything. And I proceeded with caution. I'm just going to say that. And and at first what I was doing is I was treating with my own magnesium, and that's how I found you, because I started to see, no one ever told me, we'll take all different kinds, and, you know, and so for some way I started doing that just because I needed some to go to the bathroom, but that wasn't affecting anything. And so somewhere along the line, I started doing that, and then I searched and found you. And when I found you, then I started listening to you first, and I started, you know, just reading your blog post. And what I saw in your blog post was who you are as a doctor. And the one I saw that really was so remarkable for me was the one about the PTSD around doctors and medical treatments and such. And that was so profound because it was complete. I thought it was a crazy person because that's how I feel about it. And you gave voice to that. And what I want to say to anybody who's new to listening or new to trying your products or whatever is just, you know, start with the Remag. Just, that was what I did. I just started with the Remag and I was using my other magnesiums, and I started with that, and I just dove into, you became like, okay, this is my doctor now. I'm just going to, you know, trust what this woman says, her research, and, you know, I just threw myself into your care, like, with my own care. And you have not led me astray, and every single week I listen, and I have more immense gratitude and, you know, respect for you. And it's hard to believe that a person like this exists, really, you know, in that profession. And I want to say now that I'm basically on the whole reset program and just had been introducing them slowly. Finally, I'm actually adding my RNA drops. And at first I was like, what would I ever need those for? And oh my God, it's just, I can't even believe, like, I'm so empowered now because I'm able to discard this and discard that, and really now the most important thing, and you promised us this, I've heard it so many times from you, is that if we get the building blocks, we'll start to be able to hear, our body will be able to tell, we'll know, and we can trust that knowing, and it's true, it's really true, it's absolutely true, and so thank you, and yeah, and all everybody else, the information, there isn't a thing that she doesn't cover. So just go to her site and use the search engine and you know, the information is there in the archives, and just trust yourself and trust the information and start introducing the products. They will rebuild you. I would never think that I would be able to whittle it down to just this in terms of my care, and to say, you know what, this is my path to health, and I am going to be healthy. And mentally and emotionally, I've been able to discard, you know, all the other possibilities of those kind of treatments, because of course I'm going to have depression. Of course course I'm going to feel desperate if I'm not sleeping because I'm so deficient in magnesium. Mm-hmm. And those things are changed now. And I, the neurosis is starting to change finally. And so thank you for being right. Thank you for, you know, being a rebel and a renegade. And thank you for getting all this, the, you know, whatever you had to go through to not practice Western medicine the way that you were. Thank you for that, because you wouldn't be here today maybe doing what you're doing for us in this way. And so I can't say thanks enough.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's like you scripted the most perfect testimonial of somebody who, as you say, skeptical, but stepped in the water and then got swept up into just this wonderfulness. It's awesome. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you, Ginny.
Now, tell me something. Did you ever use the Total Biology affirmation, the small property affirmation?
I did. I have to say, when I saw that, I just choked, like, I choked from the top of my throat down, you know, to my perineum. But I felt it, and it's inside of me, but I have a really hard time just doing affirmations for, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the thing of the rote, the 10 times, because then it doesn't necessarily feel so alive in that moment or whatever. And I also, it's the thing of making it a job, like, you know, but I will say, right, I've recently come back to my soul care, because I have the promise, like I couldn't even go to that part of me. And you say this too, and I want to thank you for this, because I was trying to work with myself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally at a time when I didn't have the physical energy. And you were the first one that I heard say this. That's why the acupuncture, I worked with one of the top homeopaths in the country, and he's a classical homeopath. And I got my, you know, my, remedy, my, what is it called when, constitutional remedy. But it only went so far. It, you know, I was still constipated. I still had yeast overgrowth. I still, you know, had dysbiosis. So it wasn't going to, you know, and he thought I was cured of lupus. And I'm like, I'm not, you know, I'll let him believe I'm cured, but I wasn't, you know, and now I see it was really, when I first, even was before I was taking the REMAG, and I was playing with magnesiums in high doses, and I went over 1200 most of the time. You know, I was just taking magnesium and not worrying about how much. And that's when I even saw beyond that I would go to the bathroom, that I would have some relief of the kind of fibromyalgia symptoms or, you know, or the anxiety, you know, I started to feel calmer. And I never had, like, all day long, I would have, just, I was releasing adrenaline all day long. And, especially when the sleeplessness started. And then once I started getting the REMAG into my body, it was like hope started to build. And then there was, and the main thing I want to say to people is that I never knew magnesium would give you energy. About the detoxification. And both of those things, I could feel them happening to me once I was starting to get a little bit, you know, of actually usable magnesium, because I was mostly taking oxides, you know, just to go to the bathroom. And once that started to happen and my energy started to come up, and yet it wasn't stimulated, I was starting to sleep and relax, then I started to have hope, and I could have, you know, some normal emotional and mental capacity and better decision making. And now I'm being able to do, you know, my soul and spiritual care. You know, I'm not sure that the Total Biology is even going to be necessary. And you say that, you know, it's like, this thing of, like, we, one of the things that happens in alternative medicine, and I, and you call it out on this, is that, you know, all this, they say, they work allopathically. I'm sorry, but they do. That has been my experience. Yeah. They work according
Hold on. We've got only about 30 seconds. I want to thank you for your call. Carolyn, closing comments, and then we've got to wrap up the show. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're awesome. Cindy, we really appreciate what you're saying. You've helped so many people with your reporting and what you've gone through. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep. Many, many blessings to you. You've touched many people through your call. Thank you so much. And call back again. We got to wrap up this show. Great show, Carolyn.
Thank you, Ginny. Thank you, Bob.
Ginny. Thank you, Ginny.
Thank you, Bill. And thank you, listeners.
You've been listening to Rounds with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. Till next time, so long, and thanks for all the fish.